Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I don't want you to take it the wrong way. I don't really care. And I am not about to devote a huge amount of time trying to figure out what your pronouns are. And you know what I think this involves? Amongst other things, it's a cry for attention. It's people who absolutely, positively want to be the center of attention. So that teacher right now is demanding that everybody pay attention to him, to her, to them. I don't know. And I just don't care. It's not the role of the students to make you feel good. It's not the role of anybody else to make you feel good. And it certainly doesn't have any place in the military, does it? I don't think so. I really don't. I just don't think that this is worthy of devoting that much time to. And yet you and I are forced to. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. All right, I think we've gotten our John McGuire situation squared away and sorted out. And my friend, State Delegate John McGuire, is joining us. John, happy to have you with us.
Hey, happy to be here. Great to see you yesterday, by the way, at Tom Leonard's.
It really was. It was a packed house, wasn't it?
It was packed. It was such a positive environment, and people came from all around. And it's always great to see our good friend Tom Leonard. He's just such a great person.
Oh, he's the best. He's absolutely the salt of the earth. And, big day for you, not just with the budget. I want to say congratulations. You had endorsed and campaigned for Yesley Vega up in the 7th District, and she wound up as the winner yesterday. She's our Republican Party nominee. I thought we had a great crew of candidates there, by the way, all vying for this. I was, just as a Republican, I was thrilled to see that.
Oh, it's refreshing. We had a lot of good candidates, and any one of them would have been 1,000 times better than Abigail Spanberger. But I'm really excited for Yesley Vega. She's got an amazing story, and if you hear her speak, she has such emotion and passion for what she believes. She knows what she believes and why she believes it. And, as a military wife, as a mother, and as a sheriff deputy, she's going to support our children.
Yep.
She's going to support our law enforcement. So, God determines the outcome, and I'm really excited for her.
Yeah, the same here. It's going to be an exciting campaign, and I'm thinking a very successful one. John, you were one of the key guys for us talking about the budget as it was going through this twisted process in the House of Delegates and the State Senate and what have you. So yesterday, Governor Youngkin signs it, a major, major accomplishment. What was it, $4 billion plus in tax cuts of some sort?
Yeah, he said $4 billion just to be safe, but really it's over $4 billion in tax relief.
Wow.
It is the largest tax decrease in Virginia history. And when people say, I voted for Glenn Youngkin, what did I get for my vote? Well, he's only been around for a few months. He's brand new to politics. But let me tell you what you got. What you got while people are suffering right now is you got the biggest tax cut times four in Virginia history. If we had a Democrat governor, the needle will be going in the other direction. So I'm very, I normally vote no on the budget. But this time, certainly there are things in the budget that I don't agree with. But there's a whole lot more that I do agree with.
Yeah.
And people are suffering right now. And Governor Youngkin never gave up on that gas tax holiday. He kept coming at it. And people said, you should leave well enough alone. And he never quit. But that Democrat state Senate just kept voting no. And so, unfortunately, everyone could have benefited, especially our farmers and businesses and people who, transport stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
They're not going to get that. Yeah, it's just terrible.
But you know what, John? I mean, I'm chuckling a little bit because the Virginia Democrats talking about this is Youngkin's plan. It's Youngkin's idea. Youngkin, 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 these Republicans. And now Joe Biden, the man, frankly, who gave us the outrageous prices on gas, now he's calling on Democrats in the House and the Senate to roll back the federal portion of this. Do you think that maybe the Virginia Democrats look at this and go, man, we really did boggle this one?
They definitely did. And, you know, the thing is, it all could have been avoided. You know, one thing about President Trump, I think he'll go down in history as having done more in 4 years positive for the American people than anyone ever did in 8 years. He actually got us to be energy independent, which is amazing.
Yep.
We were no longer buying oil and gas from countries that hate us.
That's
and then what's the first thing that Joe Biden did was he shut down the Keystone Pipeline. He made it, you know, hard to drill, shut down permits all over the country. You know, if you really want to solve this problem, he's got to complete the Keystone Pipeline, get it functioning, and allow people to drill. And if he does that, we could become energy independent again. But they're stuck on these ideas like windmills and solar panels and these electric cars, which sound wonderful, but they use coal and natural gas to charge them up.
Of course. Of course. I mean, you know, the other part about this, people look at the electric vehicles. And you know what? If you like electric vehicles, then have at it. I don't have any problem with it. But just don't tell me you're saving the planet or some other stuff, because the car bodies are all made with petroleum. All of the parts of the cars are made with petroleum. And as you point out, John, it's powered via fossil fuel. You have to burn something to generate that electricity. And it's so much deception and dishonesty. It's really, really disturbing.
You know, one of the things I said when I first ran for the House of Delegates in 2017 is I campaigned on there is a war on common sense.
Yep.
And common sense is not so common. And you're right. All these plastic kayaks and plastic products and plastic car parts and everything. You're right. Petroleum. And why would we, like, hamstring ourselves and shut that down? And, yeah, we're suffering because of – well, hopefully, I mean, if Americans haven't woken up by now, I don't know if they ever will. But like
yeah.
you, I'm praying that in November we're going to have a red wave.
Yes.
And we will start to right the ship and go back to our Constitution. Our God-given rights that have been infringed on during the 2 years of the pandemic, the lockdowns.
Yep.
And our police have been shot, demeaned, defunded, and told to stand down. You know, I believe in less government and more freedom. But if the government should do anything, it should be keep us safe.
That's
and
right.
to tell police to stand down in the city of Richmond for 100 days while people's businesses are being vandalized and people are being hurt is unconscionable.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. Listen, John, I always appreciate you being here. We got 2-3 seconds left. I want you, if you don't mind, give the website for folks who want to learn a little bit more about you, because you're in the House of Delegates now, but you're seeking that state Senate seat in a new area. Nobody represents it right now.
Sure. So it's john@mcguire4virginia.com. That's F-O-R. But, Jeff, if you're not busy, tomorrow night, Thursday at 7 p.m. at Goochland High School, for
mm-hmm.
free, I'm showing the movie 2,000 Mules. We've got several hundred people already RSVP'd. So it's tomorrow, Thursday, 7 p.m., Goochland High School. And you can RSVP at John, J-O-H-N, at McGuire, F-O-R, Virginia, spelled out, .com.
Oh, I love that. Boy, I am anxious to see 2,000 Mules. Thank you, John. That is State Delegate John McGuire. Well, that's a great opportunity. You have not seen 2,000 Mules as of yet. State Delegate John McGuire, tomorrow night, Goochland High School is showing it for free. So by all means, go to McGuire4Virginia.com, and you can take a look at that and send him a note, john@McGuireForVirginia.com. 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.